Cooper and Una on iRadio.
This is iRadio with Cooper and Una, and we're delighted to have Amy on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're fantastic. Hurt Like Hell. Tell us all about this amazing track.
Yeah, so Hurt Like Hell is my new single. I wrote it in Sweden last year. It's kind of your ultimate breakup slash empowering slash kick up the arse song that you need, you know, when you get heartbroken. I absolutely love it. It's Swedish inside and out from the first chords that you hear. And I'm just so happy that it's finally here, because I've been minding my child for like the last year, and I've now like shared her with the world.
Aww. Amy, for me, this song is a real kind of anthemic, you know, flipping the bird, fingers up to your ex, you know, I don't need you in my life. Have you gone through an experience like that that inspired you to write this song?
Yes.
Who hasn't?
Not that recently. I know, exactly. I'm like, who hasn't?
Here we go, deep dive.
I don't know what it is. Since I was a kid, I've just always been so drawn to writing heartbreak songs. Like, even when I was 5, my mom was like, who hurt you? Like, what the hell's going on? But I'm such a sponge. Like, and I feel like even if I'm hearing somebody else talk about their breakups, sometimes it can like bring you back and you're like, oh my God, yes. Like, I've been there. I could be watching a movie. I can take inspiration absolutely anywhere. And with this song, I knew going into the studio, I wanted to write a breakup song. And this song actually really kind of started on piano. And as I was writing the lyrics, I was like, this song needs to be like a slap across the face. It's kind of like, if I imagine if I'm breaking up with somebody and I like leave the note and I put it on the counter and then I leave the house and I drive off type of thing. The whole message of the song being, you're not going to realize what you had until it's gone. And when it does happen, it's going to hurt like hell.
Yeah, then you'll be sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Don't cross.
And you'll have to hear my songs on the radio all the time. Sorry.
Speaking of the radio, Amy, your star is rising. How does it feel to be crowned the highest Irish female artist of 2022 in the Irish radio chart?
It's mad. I still don't believe that it's actually real. I made them send me a screenshot of it because I was like, surely not. That's not right. But it is right. I'm just delighted because I only released one song last year. And I think it just means that people really connected to Nobody Else. And it got like such long longevity because people really liked it. So, I mean, it was great. Made me feel great.
Damn right.
Pretty incredible.
So today's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, happy Paddy's Day.
What are Amy's plans for Paddy's Day? Are you going to wear the green, get out in the parade, or what's going to happen?
I'm going to be horizontal on my couch watching TV all day.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Oh my God.
Every Paddy's Day. I love it.
I always watch it on TV now. That's what I always do. That's definitely a family tradition. But I don't do very well in crowds, which you might be surprised considering my job. But I don't do well in crowds. So I tend to avoid busy days like that and stay at home.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's exactly what I'm doing on Paddy's Day. I'm alone with my twins because my husband is leaving me to go out with his friends, and I'm really actually looking forward to it. Yeah, so just putting on like...
Blast Hurt Like Hell in the house when he leaves. That's what you should do.
What should I do?
I said blast Hurt Like Hell.
Oh, yeah.
The radio
when- yeah, exactly.
Don't encourage her.
I will. I'll play to the twins. We'll have a bop like, yeah, now, Daddy, we don't care.
Come here, what can we expect from Amy for the rest of the year? New music, any shows, any festivals lined up?
Yeah, so I've got a really busy summer. I've got a couple of festivals, a few big shows that are going to be announced really soon. I'm actually performing at Sea Sessions. I've never performed at Sea Sessions before,
amazing.
So it's going to be fun. And I've heard amazing things about that. I'm doing another festival, Folly Festival. There's a few more that just haven't been announced yet. And then, I mean, we're already in you know, meetings for my next single at the end of summer. So we're always 6 months ahead. So I'm really excited. It's going to be busy.
That's a busy fantastic. Lady.
We need to ask you, what does it mean to have your music on Irish radio?
It's a dream come true because my whole childhood, I remember just like manifesting and sitting in the car being like, that's going to be me someday. That's going to be someday. And the fact that it's like my own like home country that supports it, that always, you know, feels so much better. But it feels like a dream come true. I still pinch myself. If I'm driving and I hear myself come on the radio, I'm like, nearly crashed the car. I'm like, what the hell? I'll never get used to it. Ever get used to it.
Does it ever come to you as a surprise where you're listening for a while and you're singing along and then you're like, Jesus, that's me?
You know what? That's actually only happened in like a nightclub or like if I'm out for drinks or whatever. So it's probably the Aperol spritzes that are to blame, that it takes me a couple of seconds. And people, my friends, to be like, pointing at me. And I'm like, why are you pointing at me? I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't realize.
You're probably just so used. It's just like buried in your head. You're probably just hearing it as you're just walking along the street anyway.
Well, I'm so used to, as embarrassing as this sounds, honestly, anytime I'm driving, I'm mostly blasting my own demos. Yeah. I normally listen to my own songs because I, you know, will take notes. And I just think the stereo system in cars are always amazing because it's like 360 sound. So I'm so used to like arrogantly listening to myself all the time that when I hear myself come on, I'm like, oh, that's me.
Yeah. Well, no, I think when you're releasing music, it's important. A lot of producers will do like loads of different ways of listening to music. They listen to it on really bad headphones, on Bluetooth headphones, and a particular car stereos, just to see how the mix sounds. And if it doesn't sound right, if it's usually too bottom endy, if you get it like that in a car stereo, that's when you need to bring it back to the studio and kind of reset it as well. So yeah, no, it's good to listen to it in the car.
There's definitely different ways of hearing out for different things. So like at the very end, I'll listen to it on my phone, and that's when you hear if it's too, you know, there's too much high end or if it's too thinny.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's definitely a method to the madness.
Oh, definitely. Come here. It's been lovely to chat to you. Hurt Like Hell is a new single from Amy. Thanks so much for coming on iRadio.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy Paddy's Day.
Happy Paddy's Day. Cheers, Amy. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Bye.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
iRadio in the morning.
With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.
Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.